Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Brought to you by Quick Assist. Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, let's go around the NFL here in the loop, and it's brought to you by Quick Assist, your no-hassle solution reselling your tickets across every marketplace. Download Quick Assist from your app store today. That's Q-U-I-C-K-A-S-Y-S-T. Quick Assist, your ticket everywhere. All right, we mentioned Monday Night Football, and during the course of Monday Night Football, something that I'm sure you were very excited about, because I know what your fantasy team looks like, at least when it comes to the wide receiver position. Malik Nabers got out there over 100 yards again.
Yeah.
And the only thing that he couldn't do was get them a touchdown in the course of that game because they were just out here kicking a whole bunch of field goals, five to be exact. But he left during that game, and maybe that was the reason why they weren't able to get a touchdown due to a concussion.
Shake it off, Malik. Let's go. Shake it off.
We had a whole conversation yesterday about the head injuries and what that could do. Brett Favre has Parkinson's, and Tommy Kramer has dementia.
Yeah.
And we were talking about, and you're like, hey, yeah, just get back out there.
I didn't see a concussion.
Give me them points.
I think he's all right. I think he's going to be all right.
That is crazy.
These players soft.
Yeah. Suck it up. No, I'm
off. Do you even have money on your league? What is happening?
I'm kidding, kind of.
Wow.
But no, 17 and a half points. Last night was wild in a number of ways. We talked about the game and how it pertains to the Texans, etc. But this was a really interesting game. I mean, first of all, Cowboys went ugly. They're ripping the Cowboys up in Dallas. We were just talking about that during the break.
That's correct.
Al Michaels is a gambling derelict,
as he always has been.
And it's on the table that the game was fixed. I'm just gonna throw that out there.
That's insane.
It's not off the table. I'll put it that way.
You wildin'.
It's definitely on the craps table.
It's right there.
But after this game, right, we mentioned that Malik Nabers, leaves this game with a concussion. In the post-game availability, or not even the post-game availability, at his locker, Brian Burns was talking to the media, and in the course of being asked a question, he kind of gestures across the locker room and says to Malik Nabers, "Are you straight? Malik, you straight?" And apparently Malik shook his head no.
Yeah.
To where Brian Burns was like, "Nah, you'll be all right."
I like Brian Burns.
You'll be all right. All right.
I like Brian Burns. I like where his head's at.
So I don't know if they were like joking back and forth or not, but that was the thing that happened. Ultimately, Malik Nabers then got on Twitter and, put a picture of himself up and said that he's straight. Actually, it was his Instagram story, my bad, where he ultimately said, "All good. Thanks for all the prayers." I don't know how I take that. Him actually saying no. Like, look, guys joke around in the locker room. But that made me a little uneasy. I was like, hey, man, is he not good? Because that's concerning
for
young man.
Like, health-wise?
Yeah.
Or just, man, I'm on this sorry-ass team, man.
Okay.
That's how I kind of took it.
I see you decoding.
Like, I'm not good, man.
I took it as health-wise, but that's not a bad point.
He never did like the quarterback, man. No, from the time he got drafted.
Well,
quarterback got to like him, though.
Quarterback has to like him. Daniel Jones has not thrown a touchdown in front of Giants fans at home in 635 days.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good.
Man.
That's kind of impressive a little bit, man.
It's like you got to try to stay
that long. I mean, you the starting quarterback that long and haven't thrown a touchdown?
At home. In 635 days.
Yikes.
I really feel like Malik Nabers is going to be the guy that gets Daniel Jones pushed out, which I know is impossible with the contract and all that. But you got a receiver like that. And on a serious note, he's probably not going to play next week just because of protocol and such. But I think he's going to be all right, Malik Nabers. But when you have a player like that, Reggie, you do it works both ways. You do everything you can possibly do to surround a quarterback with talent. Texans are trying to do that here.
Correct.
Right? You have a player that is truly maybe one of five, one of three. Ultimately, he could become that. You got to find him a quarterback.
It works both ways.
I hear you on that. I think that, yeah, Malik Nabers will be a factor in that. I think that we were already headed down that path there for the Giants. When it comes to the quarterback, I think they realized the error of their ways. And if you didn't realize it, I imagine fans sticking around to try and accost that man in a parking lot might have given you a little indication that maybe, just maybe, this ain't quite going the way it's supposed to. How about this when it comes to the San Francisco 49ers not going the way it's supposed to? Christian McCaffrey, the running back, was not put on IR with hope, and that gave a lot of people hope that maybe he could be returning to this football team soon, even though he, you know, kind of had his injury, right? They actually did end up putting him on injury reserve. I did forget about it, because at first they said they wouldn't.
Yeah.
Ultimately, they did. So he was out for at least four games. However, it's starting to look like it might be even longer. As Adam Schefter reported, that McCaffrey is traveling to Germany.
He went.
Over this weekend, to go visit a specialist regarding his Achilles tendonitis. Does that sound like a running back who will be returning? Like, now, to be fair, right? We were mentioning Kobe earlier. Kobe used to go to Germany, and I know that Dirk did something similar. They'll go out there, get treatment, and usually it's a treatment that's more advanced than what we have here, you know, due to different regulations and those types of things. Maybe that gets him back up to speed. But with a dude that is injury prone as Christian McCaffrey going to get some level of different level of treatment outside of the U.S., that can't bode well for them, can it?
2 months is the latest that they're saying he's going to be out. And 2 months means they got to make other plans, because I think that's going to probably be the season, right?
I mean, that's what it feels like. I mean, Jordan Mason's been good, but this is starting to feel like it might be the crumbling for the Niners. We've seen how when they do not have their high-end talent, it does not look good. It has not looked good in the last few weeks. And also, this team has felt like it was built around Christian McCaffrey when they went and acquired him.
Yeah.
His addition to this team really elevated what they're doing. I do wonder if we're maybe seeing the closing of that Niners championship
window. I think I'm with you. You know, they've already struggled a little bit. But there's also there's some disarray within the team. I mean, you can go back into the offseason, Ayuk, and go down the list. I think this is sort of like, you've got to get it done now. Who was it? One of the players said it's now or never. I think it might have been Ayuk said it's now or never to win. Well, it's looking more like now's not going to happen.
Yeah, so Christian McCaffrey out in Germany going to get like special things done. The head coach, Kyle Shanahan, said that there was no update on Wednesday when it came to McCaffrey. Said he hadn't talked to him. And so when reporters asked and tried to find out if he would play for the rest of the season or if he won't play for the rest of the season, Shanahan said, not that I know of, which is not a flat-out denial.
Yeah, well, it's not. But even if
it's also Kyle Shanahan, too.
Yeah.
He give us a lot of fools.
When you say I haven't talked to him, you may be telling the truth. You haven't talked to him. But you sure know what's going on.
You know what's going on.
You sure know.
You was not sitting there clueless.
You sure know what's going on, and it ain't great. It ain't great for McCaffrey or the Niners.
Now, when it comes to the Niners, George Kittle is returning in that situation, so at least they have that particular target. So we'll watch that space, because I'm super intrigued as to what's happening there. It's another one of those teams that we thought would be kind of at the top of the league, not necessarily there. How about this? Another team that possibly could be a top of the league and matters when it comes to your Texans, because it's the AFC. The Baltimore Ravens and their tight end, Mark Andrews, he's preaching patience right now. He said, quote, my time will come when it regards his 76, he's first time in 76 games in week three where he did not record a catch. Does it feel like the Mark Andrews time is waning? And I kind of want to take that to the larger perspective, is it feels like we're turning over the tight end thing. It felt like
exactly what I was going to say.
At the top of the tight ends in the league, there was some guys that were just kind of stable. Yesterday we talked about Travis Kelce. Today we're talking about Mark Andrews. I do wonder if we're starting to see a new era of the tight ends that are at the top of the league.
Or is it because of the way defenses are... You know, defense have had the upper hand against most offenses this year, by and large. But Travis Kelce, Kittle, obviously, you know, who knows? You know, Sam Laporta's been all right, but like the tight end position in general is sort of waning all of a sudden. And that was one of the biggest weapons that we've had, was the tight end position in recent years. So it's kind of interesting to it's definitely something we need to follow because it's been the tight ends are not what they used to be.
Yeah, well, I mean, the guys that are still, you know, making some things shake, Dallas Goedert of the Eagles. I know that Brock Bowers is up there. Yeah. And look, Isaiah Likely on his same team, Mark mm-hmm. Andrews, although he plays a little bit more like a wide receiver, and maybe that's what we're looking at. Mm-hmm. I mentioned Sam Laporta. You did. Kyle Pitts starting to get a little bit better a look with mm-hmm. with actually having a quarterback and an offense that wants to get him the football. I think that we might just be transitioning to a new era. Like, there was a time of, like, maybe 5 years where you knew who the guys were at the top. I think we're rotating that out as guys are getting older as
maybe.
Well.
Maybe. That's quite possible. Mark Andrews, but he's really, I didn't even think he was, like, fading. And I mean, him fading is not as understandable as, like, a Kelsey, you know, obviously. So who knows? Who knows? But the tight end position certainly in flux right now.
All right. I kind of want to get to this. Why do you think that the NFL was had the game fixed?
Oh, the fix was in.
I don't think so. I think you're doing a lot right now. In the Thursday night football game.
You're doing a lot. That sounds like something my daughter tells me.
You're doing the most.
You're doing a lot, Dad. You're doing a lot. So Vegas is about to build another hotel. Did you know that, Figgy?
Oh, word.
Yeah.
I ain't know that.
Based on last night's game.
All right.
Based on last night's
game. Yeah, you heard Al Michaels during the course of the game. They line up for a field goal. The Cowboys do to try and push it to 8. Mm-hmm. Brandon Aubrey, who had hit a 60-plus yarder in the course of this game, and he has been like probably the best leg in the league, maybe outside of Kyemi Fairbairn.
Mm-hmm.
He did this.
So as it looks right now, I think a lot of people are very happy that there'll be a field goal attempt, and others not so happy. And you do know what I mean. This will be a 51-yard attempt.
Automatic.
Oh, of all things, no good.
Oh, really?
It's his first ever miss from 50-plus. So the patient is breathing, just barely, though.
All right, so the vast, I looked it up, majority of money, and this is no surprise, was bet on the Dallas Cowboys last night.
Yeah, and there was a lot. Some people had the number of -5.5. At that point, it was a 5-point game. In fact, it ended as a 5-point game. That would have allowed them to cover in that instance mm-hmm. if he had made that field goal.
And now, Brandon Aubrey, Mr. Automatic, first ever miss over 50 yards.
You know damn well you saw that ball knuckle.
It was a push. He pushed it.
He did not push it.
He pushed it. See, you're saying it started out middle. They've been showing it on the TV in front of us. It really didn't even start out middle.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying he had it dead center. Like, it did seem like it was going a little bit off to the right, but that's mm-hmm. when it comes to field goals, as long as you get it between the uprights, right?
Figgy, that was a push.
Yeah.
Y'all wild.
It just seemed like everybody in that moment knew what it was, and we like, you know what? We just going to kick this
Dak
to the
was
side,
laughing
man.
About it on the sideline.
Yeah. And look, and mind you,
you think the conspiracy goes so deep that they told all the players that
No, I think he was
going?
Laughing about the no, fact that boy, think, that field goal was big.
I don't think everybody on the sideline said, "Hey, this is what we're going to do." But yeah. Like it's hard to convince me that nobody knew that line that 5.5 or 5 or whatever.
No, people definitely knew the line.
Yeah, I think everybody on that sideline knew what that was. And mind you, him missing that field goal, it was still a game. I know it's the Giants.
Yeah, but it was the Giants.
Because if it was like Patrick Mahomes or somebody like that, he would have made that field goal.
And I'm not casting aspersions on Brandon Aubrey. Which means I'm about to cast aspersions on Brandon Aubrey.
I can't believe y'all right now. I cannot believe y'all right now.
Dude makes $900,000.
Sure. Oh, so you think he was on a take?
I didn't say that.
So you telling me that Vegas orchestrated the whole game? Now you talk about game script. Like, they orchestrated the whole game to come down to this one field goal.
I didn't say that. I don't remember saying that.
Y'all
but
wildin'.
Dude, it was a push.
It was like a damn TV show.
It was
like the way Al Michaels just laid
well,
it
he's
up.
A degenerate anyway.
He was just that's like right. he yeah. was just. It, you would have thought this was acted out,
dude. Multi-million-dollar miss for Las Vegas. Multi-million-dollar miss for Vegas.
Sure, but I mean the house always
that's
wins
wild.
Anyway.
Well. I wonder why.
That's crazy. You got Jerry Tarkanian in here somewhere dealing with this. I can't believe that y'all think that they just clearly knuckled. Like, you watch it. You can see the ball.
You've said that a couple times. These guys, Like, it's not like you or me trying to kick a ball and we're like, let's see what happens here.
Y'all spoiled the NFL fans. Y'all like, kickers are supposed to knock down every 50-yard field goal.
But they
remember when we saw a 50-yard field goal and we're like, what are you doing even trying?
But did you hear Frank Ross yesterday talking about the kicks and how precise he was about it was end over end, it wasn't, you know, sideways a little bit and all that? These kickers know exactly where to put I think he called it toey. I think he called some of Fairbairn's miss from 55. I think he called it toey. It was a little toey, which I thought was an interesting term. But what I'm saying is kickers know exactly how to put their foot on a football to make it end over end, to make it toey or whatever. Brandon Aubrey's was not an end over end. It was a push to the right.
All right. John Lopez thinks the kickers are supposed to make every single one. All right, got you.
I guarantee you somebody on that sideline like, bro, you better miss this, bro. Hey, the line is this. You better miss. You better not make this field goal, man. Yeah.
Hey, man, when it comes to the NFL, that person will be sitting at home for a year if they're not careful.
And it wasn't even that serious because they was playing the Giants.
Yeah, it was in the bag.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you say so. All right, that's around the NFL here in the Loop Sports Radio 610, where the people I'm working with are conspiracy theorists.
Well, that's true.
It's still Football Friday, nonetheless, even though whatever they're doing, I don't want to consider that football. Coming up next, let's get more into the Jaguars game. What are the matchups you're watching for as the Texans welcome in the Jaguars on Sunday? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about that next.